Sabres.
On demand. Follow Sabres Radio on Twitter and Facebook now. Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabres Radio.
All right, folks, it's just gone 7:30, so let's bring on my first guest of the evening. So tonight, we got one half of the musical production genius duo who have been churning out bangers after bangers. And you know what? It's been ages since I've had them up on the show. So you know what? It's finally happened. So give it up to talk about the brand new banger that dropped here yesterday. Track called Dake featuring Rupali. Give it up for K from Just Music. You okay?
How you doing, Akshay?
Yeah, not too bad, man. Not too bad.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It has been a while. I mean, we always bump into each other and stuff like that. But yeah, it's been a while since you've been up on the show. So it's all good, man. It's all good. I was hoping that Rupali would be here, but Rupali, you know what? I know it's stupid o'clock in India right now, so maybe she's fallen asleep. But
well,
so
she's not in India; she's in Australia now.
Oh my gosh!
So yeah. I did mention to her that it's going to be like 6:30 a.m. for you, but she said she was down for a bit. Yeah.
Oh well, listen. It's all good. It's all good, Kay.
It's all good. It's all good.
It's
more
all
time
good.
For me and you, right?
More time for me and you. And you know what? I was going to get Rupali to sing, right? You know, a few lines from the song. So you're going to have to do it instead.
I ain't doing that. No. I know where that's going. No, I'm not doing that.
But listen, okay. How are you, man? How's things? You know, how are you, from a musical headspace, a point of view, man? You know, how are you feeling? How's 2024 going for you guys?
I'm good, man. It's very busy. It's chocker. It's just been consistent. Consistency is the key.
Yeah.
It's just been back-to-back.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Because you know what? Every other week, I look in my inbox, right? All I see is just music, just music, just music. Do you know what I mean?
That's it.
But it's all good, man. I'm loving the consistency. And you know what? One thing, which is crazy right now, because the way, you know, I mean, I don't know if you find this right, but the way the fans and just, you know, the people consume music, it's just a phenomenal rate. I mean, an artist can drop something and like, they'll just consume it, and then they're like, okay, give me the next one. Do you know what I mean? It's gone are the days when an artist would drop a single, and they would, you know, kind of sit on it, you know, they would like enjoy it and savor it for like a month or two, and before they moved on to the next one. Now it's like all of 5 minutes, and they're like, well, okay, we want the next fix.
It's social media, man. Social media, like, you know, a track overnight can just blow up.
Yeah.
And it could be a track that was released like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So it's social media the way it works. But this is why it's ever so important just to keep it, you know, keep it diverse, keep it, you know, different vibes, different styles, different voices.
Yeah. Absolutely, man. And do you know what? I mean, like I said, you know, you guys have, you know, you and Dav have been just working collectively and just bringing out so many, you know, big tunes. How do you guys choose a product, a project? You know, what kind of attracts you to, you know, a particular singer or a particular song? You know, what's the mechanics behind it?
Various things. I mean, a lot of the projects we're doing, they're like collaborations that, you know, with artists that Dav and I have worked with before. We've got a good relationship with them. You know, there's a lot of going back in terms of communication. I think that's one of the biggest keys, that, you know, it's not a one-sided effort. Where, you know, the singer's doing everything or the producer's doing everything. It is a joint effort. And, you know, same with me and Dav, you know, it's a very joint effort in the sense of it's not just one person running the show. There's a lot of communication. There's a lot of trust. There'll be a lot of times where I'll take a back seat and be like, okay, Dav, you know what you're doing. Just, you know, just go ahead, go full speed with it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. But yeah, in terms of choosing the tracks, like I said, you know, choosing the artist is very important. Choosing the track, it's all about something that not only works, but something that you vibe with as well. Like, you got to enjoy it. You got to enjoy working on that project.
Yeah. No, absolutely, absolutely. And do you know what? You know, the fruits of your labour and the fact that you guys enjoy what you do, you know, it comes through on in the music that you put out. I mean, just like I said, you know, every other week I have a track from you guys in my inbox. You know, we've had that Jenny Johal track, tracks from Kushi, Miss Pooja, H. Dummy. You know, the list just goes on and on and on. And, you know, you guys are just working with some amazing, amazing artists. And again, you know, just focusing back on the artists again, you know, when they're in the studio and when you're talking to them, you know, is it quite easy for you to describe your vision to them and, you know, how you want, a particular tune to sound?
Yeah, 100%. And this is the thing, like, you know, sitting down and recording, you know, with the likes of H, with the likes of Fuji, you know, you mentioned, it's such a vibe because they actually listen, they actually ask you, you know, for their input, and, you know, they actually respect what you're saying. That's credit to obviously me and Dav. Like, you know, we know what we want out of the singer. It's not just a case of like a half an hour in, record the vocal that you would normally do it and call it a day.
Yeah.
That's when me and Dav would kind of like bring our experience, bring our expertise into it and curate it in the way that we want it to sound.
Yeah.
You know, same with Diamond Quokka. Diamond Quokka is a type of track that, you know, even for Pooja, like, it was something different. It was something that was very unique and something quite different for her to do, which she admitted herself.
Yeah.
We got the right vibe out of her.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, for a producer to kind of to push a singer maybe a little bit out of their comfort zone, you know, that's a good thing. Do you know what I mean? Because that, I think, helps the artist grow.
100%. Like I said, there's mutual respect. You know, I'll be there, like, you know, to any singer, be like, okay, try this, try that. Dav will also be there, you know, try this, try that. We'll get the vibes out, we'll get the keyboard out, be like, you know, can we try this, can we try that?
Yeah.
There's so much stuff that we'll try. What makes it into the song is obviously dependent on kind of what Dav decides.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's no harm in obviously getting so much material and then just sitting back, reflecting on it after a couple of days, be like, okay, do you know what? I don't actually like the way that you did that tail, but we've got so many spares.
Yeah.
You know, it's all about them spare parts.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about this new one. It dropped yesterday. It's called Nakye. It features the amazing Rupali, who unfortunately cannot be with us, but she's here with us in spirit, wherever she's in Australia. So, Rupali, big shout out to you, you know, down under. But listen, Kay, Nakye, man, talk to me about how this tune came together, man, and the collaboration with the amazing Rupali.
Rupali, we actually worked with, I think, back in 2018. We started the project around 2017. We actually worked with her on a project that came through one of her management teams. And since then, you know, like I said, we work with an artist. We keep the communication. We have the mutual respect to the point that, you know, 10 years later or whatever, we can ring them up and say, okay, look, should we do a track? So same thing happened with Rupali. You know, we did the track in 2018, you know, fast forward present day, we were like, okay, look, we've had this vibe come through. We work quite closely with Suksandu, great writer. You know, he's done a lot with Gurj Sibu. We've got a couple of tracks coming up with him as well as a singer and lyricist. And we had a great track from him and pitched it with Rupali. We were like, Rupali, I think this suits your vibe, your nakra, your attitude, your tone. And she just fell for it straight away, and that's literally how that track was formed.
Wow. And obviously, you know, you guys are based here in the UK. You know, she's obviously, you know, overseas, you know. I mean, this has now become the thing now, you know, where producers and artists are kind of working remotely. How are you finding that challenge?
It's all right. I mean, I wouldn't say it's a challenge because it's always been that way from the start.
Yeah.
But what we do prefer, and we prefer it from a vibe point of view, we prefer it from a quality point of view, is just sitting with that artist in the studio, just having a vibe. You mentioned Jenny earlier. We were sitting in Dubai for a video shoot, and the day before a shoot, we conceived a whole track from the beginning, lyrics, vocals, and the music. We mocked up some guide music in the hotel room, and we shot the video for that a day after.
Wow.
So this is the point that, you know, you could take me and Dav anywhere, sit with an artist, you know, we'll come up with a vibe, and we shot the video for that straight away. Billyak shot it the day after. We have no plans of doing Billyak. We were there for Ford, which is coming out soon. But yeah, we were just sitting there, and we just had a vibe. But that's the thing, you sit there and you know, you're not confined to a particular thing, and you know, you're breaking boundaries, right? You're breaking those kind of you know, or I'm an artist and you know, you're a music producer, like it's nothing like that.
Yeah. No, absolutely, man. You know, you guys are just doing amazing, amazing things. And the video, man, you know, loving the video. You know, how involved do you guys get with your videos for your tracks? I mean, I know you have your little, you know, you and Dav have your little cameos, you know, in the video, right? But, you know, how involved do you guys get with, you know, with the concept? Or do you just leave it to the, you know, the directors out in, you know, in India or whatever to kind of just put it to, and put it together and just see your parts in?
Actually, shall I be honest with you, like, the number of tracks that we're working on right now, as much as we'd like to, we don't get the time to actually sit and, you know, come up with video concepts and scouting and stuff, especially if they're abroad. If they're here in the UK, like, it's cool, like, you know, you know, we'll get involved here and there. But the abroad ones, we've got a great team out in India. We've got our own video directors, our own editing team. You know, we get them introduced to the artists. They have their sit-down meets and stuff. And to be fair, like, you know, the video directors know what they're doing. Equally, just like me and Dav know what we're doing, right? If someone came to us and say, you know, well, you want a song with you, you know, I'd expect for that person to kind of give us that trust and say, okay, cool, look, you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So in the same way, we give that video director the trust, you know, he's quite clearly proven himself over and over again. And, you know, the artists are happy as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's nothing more that you want when an artist turns around and says, you know what, really, really happy with the way this has turned out.
Of course, man. Bro, going back to Dakye, break this track down for me, man. What's Dakye, what does it mean, man? What's this song all about?
So she's basically turning around to the guy, and it's very what's the word I'm looking for? What she's saying is very different to what she actually wants, in the sense of she's turning around and saying that, you know what, you're hitting me as hard as I'm hitting you. Sounds really weird in English, but in Punjabi, it's basically saying that, look, you're a big shot, you know, you're trying to act all macho and stuff, and you're trying to come on to me, but just by looking at you, I can give you that same vibe. Yeah. You know, you melt, basically. Yeah. Like I said, you know, the number of tracks out there that you try and translate from English to Punjabi, from Punjabi to English, it's just one of those, right?
Absolutely, man. Listen, that was a really, really good attempt, man. We get it. But listen, okay, I know you have got your head in the England and Brazil game right now. That's on right now. I mean, listen, I'm not even a footy fan, right? But tell me, how are they doing? How's England doing? Who's winning? Has anybody scored?
I'll put it this way, about 2 minutes ago, I almost jumped out of my seat while you were asking me a question. it's neck and neck at the moment. It's no, but yeah, it can go either way, man. It can go either way.
Of course, man. But listen, I'm going to let you get back to your game. But listen, before we do that, right, talk to me about the rest of 2024, man. What is coming? Because I know there's a lot coming, bro. So share.
There's something pretty big happening on the 26th of May. I'm not going to say what just yet.
Okay.
But something big, something that no one has actually ever done before, especially here in the UK. Something big happening on 26th of May. It's a collaboration with a number of singers.
Okay.
That's all I'll say. And then, yeah, we've got a couple of EPs lined up. So we've got stuff with Benny Dhaliwal happening. Very, very good friend of ours. There's about 4 tracks on that EP. That should be coming out in the summer. You'd be glad to know there's more Miss Pooja. There's very exciting stuff happening with Miss Pooja. There's more with Vapalli. That's it, man. Suk Sander, as I mentioned. Then we've got Kushi, our signed artist. You know, we've got stuff with her as well. So, yeah, 2024 is looking really busy. I think in 3 months in now, I think we've already hit, I think, was it 5 or 6 releases? So, yeah, looking good.
Okay, we can't wait. We're gonna get you and Dav in the studio. You know what I mean? Next time around,
Dav's a very busy man to get hold of, man. He's not gigging right now. I'm the one chilling.
You know what? I think just like tonight, you're the one who's holding the 4K.
Yeah, that's it. I'm the one answering the phones, right? That's what it's all about.
That's it, Kay. So listen, bro, before we sign things off, right, I know you said you ain't going to sing, right? I'm really disappointed about that. But but it's only right that you introduce the new one before we drop it.
Cool, yeah. So Just Music, listening to Akshay's show on Sunbus Radio. track released yesterday called Dark Gear featuring Rupali. For those of you who don't know, Rupali featured on the mega hit with Zora Randhawa and Dr. Seuss called Wonderland. And yes, you've got a Dark Gear, and there'll be another collaboration with her later on in the year.
Let's go!
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sub Radio.